la terra che ho mirato.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Rick Cushman, and that's the opening sounds for music from J.S. Kingfisher. Just recently, we talked about music artists releasing what amounted to mini-albums, maybe just three songs, to get them out into circulation. J.S. Kingfisher is sort of going in the other direction. His latest project is called From the Moon to the Earth, and it's 21 songs and features a variety of lead localists, top L.A. session players, and visual accompaniments, on YouTube. The thing is, he's releasing one song every full moon through September 2015. Then it'll all get packaged as a two-album set. J.S., or Jeff, is a composer, lyricist, arranger, producer, instrumentalist, and more. He's also a Sacramento native now living in L.A. He's in our studio this morning to tell us a little bit more about it. Jeff, thanks. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so tell me about the release plan, because you don't hear that sort of thing very often.
Well, I think, almost no one buys albums anymore. I'm not really sure about the numbers, but I think about I think the numbers are 80% of music now is downloaded, and 80% of those are downloaded as singles. And actually, the nature of this project, a 21-piece project, it's a pretty eclectic blend. It's kind of deep, and it's kind of a lot to demand of somebody to, you know, plunk down and just sit down and listen to 21 pieces from someone they don't know.
Right.
So I thought, why don't we just do one single at a time? Then conceptually, the piece sort of lent itself to it with the moon and just doing it on every full moon.
And are all 21 completed now? Are all the songs are recorded and sitting there, or do you still have more production to do?
Oh, no. They're being produced as we go.
It's a bit of a leap of faith, right?
It is a bit of a leap of faith, yeah. It's quite an adventure. Sometimes they go easily, and sometimes it's like down at the very last second. So,
right. Yeah. And I think you talk on your website about this, and you say what you want to do is take people on a journey. And is there a specific sort of route where it goes from one style to another, or, you know, how do you attack it?
Well, I had a lot of different ideas about how I was going to do it. Really, I just sort of do it by feeling. You know, one song just naturally wants to lead into another. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like doing a mix, just very slowly.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, and you realize that your next release is on Tuesday.
That's the next full moon.
It is also tax day. You okay with that?
Yeah, I guess so. I actually just thought of that last night. I thought, well, you know, I don't, maybe people need a little chilling and relief on tax day, you know?
There you go. And your style is a mix of things, and we're going to hear a cut in just a second, but I want to, you know, it's jazz and it's fusion. There's some new age. There's some old school, almost big band tones. I mean, how do you describe yourself?
Not very well. It's always, sitting here waiting to come in here, I was asked that question, and I think we came up with jazz-influenced art pop. I can't really.
I like it.
Yeah, that works.
It sort of covers a lot. So let's hear a cut. I think the cut is From the Moon.
Okay.
Six rags on sticks, limp in the sunlit. That cannot fly. Footprints that end where they begin in the gray gloom, gray gloom, gray gloom, gray gloom. 66 scriptures bound in a blood tanned hide.
That was From the Moon from J.S. Kingfisher. She was just saying that she does such a nice job. Hard to argue with that. And J.S. Jeff is a Sacramento guy now living in L.A., and his latest project is 21 songs, with one getting released every full moon. Now, you say on your website you're a Giants fan, which is really, if I had any say about it, the reason why we have you in here.
Uh-huh.
So how do you survive in L.A.? How'd you end up in L.A.?
Actually, I've kind of had this... sort of ongoing relationship with LA. I first moved down there in 76, and I've been back and forth probably 5 or 6 times. It's just, there's so much work down there.
Right.
It's just so much work down there. And, you know, I'm interested in film, and I love the whole music world, and that's just where it's happening.
Well, and what you do is pretty eclectic. I mean, besides the music, you have, like you said, video accompaniments and some other things. I mean, how do you dial into the artistic community? Where do you get people from down there? Are you looking for projects? How do you connect?
Well, at this point, I mostly just meet people through the music community. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I'm putting these things together, I use session players, and session players always know other session players and other composers. And I went to school down there in the early 80s.
So Where'd you go?
I went to Dick Grove School of Music and Jazz School
there.
Some of the people I met back then, I'm still good friends with and colleagues with.
Well, and I suppose that's always the question for a lot of artists is, do you stay in your hometown and in essence be something special there? Or do you go to the place where there's so much more turmoil, so much more people, so many more opportunities, and also so much more competition? How have you found the competition?
I like it.
Good.
You know, yeah. It's invigorating to me. I really love coming back here. I love the town here, but it gives me a lot more to plug into down there. I like it.
Right. And you talk about your music background, and you had big band in there and country swing, mm-hmm. and, you know, Beatles, Stones, David Bowie. I mean, how did all those things sort of lead to where you are now?
Boy, you know, I don't know. I'm not even sure that they did. Writing, it just sort of comes from someplace else, but that is what I listen to. I definitely listen to that. My folks were into big band and country swing when I was growing up. So,
and as you are producing these, do you have a roadmap for the rest of these songs, or are they going to come sort of like you said as the feel from one to the next?
Well, no, there is a roadmap. There is a plan of which ones are going to be released when, and that's all on the site and everything. But
roadmap for the music themselves,
for which tunes come when,
and what's in each of them already.
Generally, yeah. I usually, once I start working on something, sometimes it goes as planned. Sometimes something will just come to me, and things get turned radically upside down, and we have to hurry.
And and in terms of like style or how you approach, I mean that seems like an odd thing to have happen. Suddenly going, no, I don't want to do it this way. I want to do this song entirely differently.
Yeah, that doesn't really happen that often, but like on some of the last ones, I changed, like, for instance, I was going to have a man sing Changeling, one of mm-hmm. these last ones, and I ended up having a woman sing it, which ended up putting it in a whole different key, and the quality of her voice changed the entire feel of the arrangement, so it just required different things, and that all happened in a month, so, you know.
All right, well, we are going to listen to a little more music on the end of the show. The music project is From the Moon to the Earth by J.S. Kingfisher, and it's 21 songs with one released every full moon. We have links and more information on our website to find those songs, and our website is, of course, capradio.org/insight. Jeff, thanks for the time. It's an interesting project.
Oh, thank you much.
And that is Insight for today. I'm Rick Cushman. Insight senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. We got help from Cody Drabble. One of today's engineers was Matt Pacini. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. And thank you, as always, for joining us. I know.
Oh.